get you some matches. A lot of old people did. I never did, but a lot of old people, a heap of them, would get cobs and soak them in kerosene and lay them down there and set a match to them and start them like that. But I never did do it. I always just have me some kindling. I'd put up kindling. I'd have it in the old garage out there, and I keep it in there all the time. And this brain laid in there. And I might take some paper and light the paper and then stick it on it, you know, like that, and start it. And it don't take but a few minutes to get really going. I keep dead of seed and wood, too, you know.
Yeah.
That burns like, oh, it really burns.
What about that? You might take a big piece of wood and keep it at the back.
Back stick.
Okay. What?
You've seen some wood, haven't you? Been around 5 places?
I never really paid that close attention.
Yeah, I have a back stick, full on back stick. Every morning.
Okay.
But use one today. And that burns up, and at night, my mother used to. She cooked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would. We'd have jam and had a hole through that, like I said, that affair.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a metal pot. Great big old black pot on where you ever saw one. And a handle on it. And had a wire come down and a hook come off a single tree, I'd say, what it looked like to me. I'm sure that's where it came from, off a single tree, where Camille used it. And she hooked that thing in, and she put her beans, peas, something she wanted to cook slow, and they'd cook them in that pot there. On that. And I've seen my Uncle Bill Ray, he come from Alabama, live with us, move back with us, and live with us.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got up bigger, and I'd go, he'd want me to come over and eat some of them. He was old. Well, I say old, I thought he was old. He was 70 years old or better. I was a kid, you know. And I enjoyed it. He'd want to go possum hunting at night.
Yeah.
And he begged me, he said, to Johnny, get through milk and don't eat supper now. I said, babe, that's his wife. She'll have supper cooked for us, and we'd get 2-3 good possums tonight. So I go out, and she cooked. She had a thing oven called like iron, and cooked it, made that stuff, bread and stuff, and cooked it on the end with a fire.
Yeah. Did that have little legs on it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cooked it in there. That was the best bread I thought I'd ever eat in my life. I'm telling you the truth. And she'd cook her stuff there on that. Meat, stuff, and then right in that thing on that fire.
What'd you call that bread? Do you remember?
I just wouldn't know. I hardly answer it. I'd call it a hoe cake. But I don't remember whether that's exactly what she called it or not, a hoe cake. I thought the best bread I just all together, you know, just a great big thing in that oven. It's a big like a skillet, big thing, and sitting on that fire. And she just make up this cornbread, stir it up, make it up, and pour it in there and put a top on it. And cook it so long. And it tastes as good as cake to me, brother. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it. Then after we get through eating our supper, we go get us lamb. That's all we had, didn't have a flashlight. We take his lamb, an old pool of lamb. The dog would tree. And he set the lantern on my head and asked me if I could get his eyes. The possum up in the tree.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I got him. Whoop, don't shoot yet. Wait, let me tell you when to shoot. You're trying to get too quick now, son. I said, wait, let me tell you when to pull the trigger. He said, you see his eye now? I said, yeah, pull the trigger. So I bam like that, the possum hit us on the head and yeah, come out of that.